There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another area where Republicans are leading is when it comes to free trade. We've worked to address the concerns of members on both sides of the aisle, and we've accepted both substantive and procedural changes proposed by House Democrats. This vote's about doing what's right for the country. It's about China out there writing the rules for the global economy, and if we stay on the sidelines, our allies will gravitate back towards China, away from us, and away from our workers. So we're doing our part to pass trade promotion authority, and I'm hopeful that our friends on the other side of the aisle will do theirs. If we work together, it will be a big win for American jobs and American leadership.
Wow. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, what are you saying? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we're going to cover some interesting ground here, including if you work for the government, you want to hear how your information was hacked into. So, my friends, you have been exposed. That's right. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Plus, the latest, greatest on arming the Kurds and dumping more troops into Iraq and Syria, but at what cost? Plus, we're going to talk to Janine Waddell, a professor from George Mason, who's written a wild book about elite power and the massive grab that you don't realize what's going on. And before you know it, poof, there it is. In relationship to things like even FIFA and the Clinton Foundation nonsense that happened and a slew of other things we could point to that would fall into some of those categories. Somehow it slips through the cracks. I just don't get it. But this did not slip through the cracks, at least not yet. John Boehner pushing hard to fast track that trade bill. The Prez wants it. But believe it or not, there are plenty of Republicans and actually lots of Democrats. Lots and lots and lots of Democrats who don't want to see it go through, not crazy or convinced about the idea of retraining workers who would lose jobs, because that's the upshot of it. As we cut through the bogusness of what the whole trade deal is about and how, in fact, at least the way I read it, would weaken us, if anything. Very much like NAFTA and some of the problems we had with NAFTA, if you remember from two decades ago. So now we got this other trade deal that's flying around out there with a big giant push from the White House because they want to see it go through. But it's interesting when your own teammates are not pushing it and you have to demand that they march up to the White House and have a closed door meeting and you're trying to convince them, you're trying to spin them into it. And you're trying to cut deals, that's not a good thing. And we're not talking about, oh, yeah, there's a couple of Democrats that could really... We're talking about more than a couple of Democrats. We're talking about, like, everyone's bailing on this. So it's not looking great. It's not looking like it'll go through. So union-backed Democrats especially, I guess that's the best way to put it, are making that final push to kill the president's trade bill. What's really weird is what's going on with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan at one time on the ticket with Mitt Romney, remember last time around, in that race for the White House on the Republican side, totally on board with the president in this trade bill. Totally. But I don't think it's going to happen because I really think, and this is why the White House was furious, I heard during the day, I mean, furious is the word I'm using, but they were not happy because they weren't getting the love from other Dems. The super Dems were not backing them up. And if you don't have that backup, how are you going to pass it through? And I think part of the reason is part of this reason is because of the fact that you don't have any guarantees about these jobs. Yeah, it'll create American jobs. It'll create American jobs and reduce American jobs. And then you have to do this retraining thing. But we go into the bleak area of, geez, I'm not really sure how we're going to pay for that retraining. So we have to have the retraining funding on the table, too. And, yeah, we're not crazy about that. Anytime you have to play Let's Find Some Money in D.C., especially now, it's like an appropriations Mad Hatter's game this time of year. Oh, that's when things get wacky, and that's when you see what we're seeing now with this trade situation. All right, speaking of wacky, so here's my two cents. Kill it. Don't fast track it through. There's too many vague parts that are attached to this, and it's very reminiscent of NAFTA. Remember how great NAFTA was going to be? Did you think NAFTA was a good thing? If you did, you're totally on board with this. If you didn't, you're not on board with this. And by the way, you can weigh in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. If you work for the government, take a breath, pause for a second if you haven't heard this, because I'm going to tell you something that's going to shake you up. Hackers have your information. Oh, yeah. Hackers have personal information on, yes, every single government employee. Every single government employee. I repeat, every single government employee. So it doesn't matter who you work for. Harry Reid, a longtime senator from Nevada on his way out, even said on the floor that that December hack into the Office of Personnel Management Info was carried out by the Chinese without specifics on whether he meant the Chinese government or individuals, by the way. Oh, big difference. And there were like eight, and he was one of them, briefed on this intelligence information. But nobody's blamed China publicly because, of course, they've denied involvement. But there was massive cyber espionage, and it was in China. It was in China. So all your information, all your personal information, they got it. They've got it. Absolutely. Not good. The Central Personnel Data File was the targeted database, and the hackers have all that information. Every retiree up to, they say, up to 1 million at least. At least they've got that. And, you know, who knows? It's sensitive information, of course. Because think of the background checks of employees and contractors and who have certain clearances. They got it. It's terrible. So, of course, this whole cybersecurity bill that's been talked about in the Senate on Thursday, the Democrats blocked a Republican push to add the cybersecurity bill to a defense measure. That vote was 56-40, so four votes short of the number they needed. Because the Democrats are warning, hey, what about cyber spying after the, you know, with the government personnel files being ripped off? But the Dems voted against pushing ahead on it because they don't like tying bills together. And they're even saying that there might not be evidence that the information was taken, but let's just say there's skepticism. Skepticism gone wild among intelligence agency employees and contractors. They don't think that claim is true. So I'm going to go with the spooks, the people who spy, because they know much better than I do. I'm going to say that they're probably right on with their information. All right. Power grabbing. We're talking about it next.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. William McDonald is in our virtual green room right now, and he joins us. Hey, how you doing, William?
Good. Thanks for having me tonight.
So was there kind of a, a hangover after the whole bomb scare yesterday in D.C.? First, you hear that it's happening, on the Hill, and then also the same thing for the White House. What was the deal on that? What did ultimately they come up with this next day?
So what happened was initially there was a bomb scare that was happening during the transportation committee hearing. And so that was evacuated, and it was not in the Capitol itself. It was in one of the congressional buildings that houses the offices. And then a short while later, during the briefing, a threat was called in, and the entire White House Corps was evacuated out of the west side of the White House. And right now, there's been no substantial evidence that there was any actual threat. But, for sake of security, both the Capitol offices buildings area and the White House briefing room was evacuated. While the White House did confirm that the president was held in the Oval Office during all of this. So nothing has been confirmed of exactly what happened, but there was definitely, on live TV, an evacuation of the White House press briefing.
Yeah, I have to say it was really crazy when I saw that, and reporters were kept away for, a half an hour or something like that?
Yeah, it was about a half an hour. A colleague of mine, we switched back and forth between, covering the White House, and I was talking to him, and it's just one of those things when you live in D.C. I mean, we're we go on lockdown. We get evacuated quite often these days. It's almost, you know, kind of, it's funny because my mom calls me. She goes, "What's going on? Are you okay?" I said, I'm fine. What's going on with you? So, you know, it almost becomes a bit of a kind of part of life for us.
Yeah. Yeah, a show almost. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. All right, well, this is a show. This is a showdown. The president the other day, of course, as you know, wrapping things up in Germany, saying that there was no strategy when it came to defeating ISIS, and said that's because of the Iraqis and waiting on the Iraqis and their plans militarily and, you know, searching for this complete strategy to combat ISIS. So now we're being pulled deeper into this in sending some more troops over as far as training. I know that there was a lot of reverb in Washington on this. What were you hearing?
So what happened was while he was in Germany on the last day on Monday, while he was, you know, getting ready to travel back to the U.S., he did say that, you know, basically, you know, more caused blame that the Iraqi forces were not fully trained or equipped or, you know, in kind of detracting any blame from the U.S. So to the next day, Tuesday, the new spokesman, John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, who used to be the Pentagon spokesperson but now has moved to the state, went on kind of a morning show blitz, saying that the president meant that they were not adequately equipped because of the lack of advising and training that the U.S. has not supported for the Iraqis. So right now it was announced today that 450, quote, advisors and trainers will be sent to the ground and help the Iraqi forces kind of try to liberate certain parts of Iraq that have fallen to ISIS. So right now we see about 450. It's not boots on the ground per se. It's more under the advising and training capacity. And you can interpret that however you'd like.
Yeah, there you go. That's open for you, callers, 855-266-5283. How do you interpret that? All right, there's no, you don't have to worry about this interpretation here. How about the House Republicans proposing an $838 million cut to the IRS? I bet at the three dreaded letters, you know where I'm coming from on this one, I bet you they gasped when they heard that. The reduction would more than double the amount Congress cut for 2015. Do you think any way this goes through?
No, I don't think so. I mean, this cut of that proportion so drastically and so quickly is going to, I mean, the White House hasn't come out and said that any veto is going to come out of that or anything like that. But, I mean, to cut that much out of an IRS agency, that's pretty dramatic. And I think it's, you know, from people I talked to, you know, I spent the last few days on the Hill getting, I mean, it's been a very aggressive week just because of it's appropriation season, and you know, yeah. you really got to get aggressive and you got to confront the senators and the members of Congress. And this proposed cut is just a negotiating starting point. I don't think that it is going to come out to be $838 million. That's giant. You know, I think it's kind of a way to play to a certain branch of the very right-wing part of the party, and they want to see that. It's kind of political theater at this point. Where it finally comes out, we shall see.
I like that, political theater. All right, speaking of political theater, although it doesn't take much to jolt a Democrat or a Republican on this. How about in during the one hearing, as you say, during the evacuation, talking about Homeland Security and talking about the fact that you have TSA workers, 70-some, who have ties to terrorism. So then the whole question becomes about vetting and how are they pulling in these people, and they had badge access. I would imagine
you're talking about the White House.
Yes.
Yes, that was very big news when I woke up this morning. I was you know, I get up very early and start looking at my phone, and I thought, okay, what is this? I mean, as a White House correspondent, I have a hard pass, which requires fingerprints. It took a 6-month background check for me to get this, and for me to wake up and see that there's, quote, several dozen that have been huddled in very quickly, and, you know, considering all the numerous security breaches at the White House, and that they have not been properly vetted, that's big news, you know. And so the director, Joseph Clancy, the Secret Service director, he had actually met with Representative Meadows, and I'm blanking on where exactly he's from, but he leaked it to the Washington Post that this was going on, and the Washington Post ran with it. And right now, the Secret Service director is saying that these people are being, that they've hired extra administration to begin vetting these people, and hopefully, you know, everything will work out accordingly, and that none of these red flags will pop up on these several dozen people that have been rushed in. But yeah, that definitely did happen.
Sure.
So that's
crazy.
Also, you know,
absolutely
just
crazy
thing. It's just another thing that you hear. And I was, you know, talking to fellow journalists and other politicians that it is unnerving when you have to when you as a journalist write about the Secret Service. I don't want to hear about the Secret Service. I don't want to. I want to know that they're there, but I don't want to be writing about them. But for the last year, we have been, and that causes a lot of concern.
Yeah, no kidding. It absolutely does. And what's the president supposed to say? Sometimes he's asked about it. What's he going to say? These are people sometimes that are very close to his detail.
Right. And also, you know, he does put the director in place. So for him to come out against the director basically weakens his position as a person who can faithfully put someone into a position. So it's a difficult position for the president because, you know, he can't be looked at as failing to choose the wrong person. And over and over again, we're seeing way too many news items that deal with the Secret Service lapses. We're seeing too many security breaches or security concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. All right, William McDonald, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
It's best we share a side. I won't play with Bush and Ashton. Something is only play. It just ain't a game. It's got another name. In the end, it's always the same. Bless you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So what was in the news today? Politicians just have nothing to say. They cover up the dirty lies and hope that you go away. Don't waste your time on what is right.
Very excited about our next guest, because boy, do we not talk about this constantly here on America Tonight. Professor Janine Waddell joins us. She's written a book, and you're going to love this title, right? This is like describes the show, what we're talking about constantly. Unaccountable: How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. We've seen recently what happened with all this FIFA nonsense, and then the Clinton Foundation, what's going on there with, oh, yeah, we're getting money from some foreign, from people in foreign companies. And, of course, yes, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And there's much more than that. I mean, there's so many things that each night we could highlight on this. Thanks so much for coming on, Janine. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
So the book, it's really true. This could just totally highlight what we talk about constantly when we talk about politics, but just even kind of world affairs. And I should say you're a professor at George Mason, and certainly it's what you teach. You're an anthropologist, and you're a professor at the School of Policy, Government, and International Affairs. Are we at the tipping point with these elite power brokers and seeing all this corruption around us and trying to find the clues as to where it all leads?
Well, it's certainly, this elite corruption certainly is endemic, and it seems to be practiced systemically by these elite power brokers who take on this mishmash of roles in government, business, nonprofits, and media organizations. corruption is unaccountability, and people around the world, including in this country, have been sensing that something has changed and that something is amiss. And I think that is certainly one reason that we see so much loss in trust in formal institutions, whether it's Congress or the government in general or big banks or the media. People have started quite expressively to show that they are less satisfied than they used to be with formal institutions. And you mentioned the Clinton Foundation. Well, what's new about this new corruption? One key thing is that it's much more difficult to call out, to put your finger on, than is corruption that we're used to hearing about in the media. So we can understand FIFA, we can understand the details of that case pretty easily. There's a human face to it. We see the workers who have been disadvantaged, some of them killed in the process of trying to build these huge super stadiums and so on. We see on TV the arrests of these FIFA officials in a five-star Swiss hotel. We can relate to this. We can put a face on it. But what's more difficult to understand and to put a human face on is the machinations of the Clinton Foundation and Bill and Hillary Clinton, and it's much more difficult to trace exactly how that's working. I mean, we know that this guy, Frank Gustra, mining executive, donated to the Clinton Foundation. We know that Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, made decisions that appeared to favor his interests. But how can we actually call it out and sanction the people who are involved in these kinds of shenanigans? It's much more difficult. And that's why this new institutionalized corruption that I write about is so much more difficult to actually put a finger on, and it's so much more insidious and really dangerous in some ways because it's less visible.
I like the way you said it, less visible, and, you know, talking about that unaccountability. And do you think on the other side of this, as you dug deeper into it, is it just the idea that, well, I'm above it, I'm not going to get caught in the middle of this? Is it just become, this is what we do? And I say this with the Clintons, it's kind of like they're Teflon with this whole foundation thing, which in a way is shocking because you would think as you trace that back that there would be some repercussions, but yet nothing.
Well, what I find is that this behavior has become endemic, and it's across the board. It afflicts Democrats and Republicans. It afflicts elites. This seems to be the way they are operating, seems to be the modus operandi of today's top power brokers, and this is a new pattern. I mean, I'm a social anthropologist. I look at people and I look at the patterns that we collectively create with the organizations that we empower and the institutions that we trust or don't trust. And what I see is how things have changed quite dramatically over the past several decades, and most of us haven't even quite noticed it because things have changed so fast and furiously. But the end of the Cold War and the advent of the digital age and massive privatization have broken down barriers and created these new openings for elites to exercise their power and influence in a system that's more complex and opaque than ever. We talk about the information age, being in the information age, but what I find is that we have an information problem with these elite power brokers. Think about a small town. I grew up in a small town. We all know what everybody does, and we know that people play different roles professionally and personally vis-a-vis each other. You babysit your next-door neighbor's kids. The woman you babysit for might also have been your school teacher. Her husband might be the local banker. You know what people are doing and what they're up to. The problem with today's elite power brokers is it's very difficult to parse. I mean, look at the number of investigative reports that have come out with regard to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And yet, to sort of sort out who is responsible for what and how it works is very difficult. I mean, I recently had have been just looking, in my book, Unaccountable, I specify how today's power breakers operate. And one thing is that they employ these boundary blurring strategies. They set up, these overlapping roles. So you've got the Clinton Foundation, it's a nonprofit global initiative. Then you have all the businesses that Clinton advises for, and it's not clear where one ends and the other begins. And then you have celebrity branding, and you enlist others by appealing to their desire to bask in the brand. So you have these annual, Clinton Foundation has these annual dinners that people want to come to. They can bask in the brand, then they can call up favors, call upon favors later on. The Frank Gustra Enterprise, the Clinton Gustra Enterprise Partnership, that's one step removed from the Clinton Foundation, and donations come one step removed to it. So again, it's difficult to parse and sort out. And this is the case whether we're talking about the Clintons and these machinations, or whether we're talking about, say, retired generals and admirals who 20 years ago in this country predominantly used to stop working when they retired, or at least not continue to work in the defense industry. Today, predominantly, they continue to work in the defense industry, and that means that they can sit on a government advisory board and have continued access to classified and inside information at the same time that they're setting up a capital venture company, and they can use the information from that first role on the government advisory board for their own use in the company in the capital venture or in consulting for defense companies. And I have a database of over 800 data points that we put together and the Boston Globe put together, which shows precisely this pattern. And what does this mean? We, the public, have an information problem. We can't know what those generals when they're making decisions in the capacity of their private businesses. We can't know whether they're working on behalf of the public, whether they're playing on our team, or whether they're playing on their own team to make money. Same thing with the Clinton Foundation. Same thing with many academic economists who testify before congressional bodies and in the media. I mean, the University of Massachusetts Amherst study found that studied some of the most prominent economists whose names you would recognize and looked at what they were saying in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis and after, what kinds of proposals and reform proposals they were advocating. And this study found that most of the time when these academic economists were testifying before Congress and pronouncing in the media, they identified themselves, were identified as professors from Harvard or Princeton or Yale or George Mason or what have you. And nowhere was it said, nobody said, and by the way, he's also, or I'm also working for an investment bank. So, again, we the public have an information problem. We can't know whether that economist is speaking on behalf of the public, even though that is that's the impression we are getting when he's identified as an academic, or whether there's another agenda at play. So that's what I mean by unaccountable. There is more unaccountability now, unfortunately, built in to our system than there has been at any other time in living memory in the recent past.
Yeah, absolutely incredible stuff. Get it totally, especially like you said, the information age with the amount of information that's slamming into us. All right, Professor Riddell, thanks so much. Pick up the book, Unaccountable: How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
KateOnTheRoad.com. Very psyched about our next segment. We invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo is right. Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
I made it.
I like that I made it. You made it into the Lion's Den.
Sweaty in here.
Yeah. You're going to like this first one. It totally goes along with that metaphor in a way. How about this? Paleontologists are slamming Jurassic World, calling the movie a major step backward for accuracy, saying it's not accurate. That it's going to make monster money at the box office this weekend, and it's good for, obviously, the studios, but it's brutal for paleontologists. They say, like James Kirkland, who's pretty well known. He's been involved in a ton of discoveries. In fact, 20 dinosaur discoveries. He says you deal with these inaccuracies over and over every time you give a talk. He would rather filmmakers focus on science and not making people believe that a T-Rex can't see you if you position yourself in the right way. Oh, I love this. Paleontologist furious over Jurassic World. What say you, Nathan Reeder?
Well, I say that franchise was a lot different when Michael Crichton was involved.
Oh, I love Michael Crichton. Oh, I read all his books.
Yeah, exactly. And that was what I think drew most people in, especially to the first part of the series, really, because he was trying to get it accurate. And yeah, I did watch the trailer. It's a little different. I mean, it's big and it is fancy, but a little I think that's bingo. It's
bingo.
Like it's a long bingo. It's a okay, it's been happening kind of bingo.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, it's movies, you know, let's face it. And in a way, the paleontologist has a point. You probably don't know this about me, but I worked as a docent in Albuquerque, New Mexico when I was a television anchor woman. I mean, I was sort of a docent. I helped out the museum because I was so fascinated by dinosaurs. And I actually went out with the paleontologist out into the remote areas in New Mexico and saw some dinosaur tracks, and I was hooked. I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. I'm serious. I loved it. Thought it was so cool. And, of course, this was before Jurassic Park and all that, but I don't know. You have to keep it in perspective. Hey, if it gets people interested in looking up things, kids, about dinosaurs, and then they can find out true things, kids are smart, then it might be a good thing.
Yep, it's not the kids that I think the paleontologists are worried about.
It's the others. The others. That's what it is. All right, so we move from that one to, you know, how about this? There's, in the 140 character world, cats playing the piano and dogs doing crazy things always seem to play well. Well, I just happened to see this story about a pig called Pickles. A little mini pig called Pickles, who liked to slurp ice cream, and apparently that's getting a lot of hits, and it's, you know, flying around the internet. And I don't know. Are you turned on by the whole idea of the animals doing kind of crazy things? Do you think that's, I don't know, is that, do you think that's bingo, fruits and nuts?
I had to play that because I know the animals would say differently, but I mean, I still will watch it, okay? I still will scroll down my feed and linger longer than I would like to imagine myself lingering on videos of animals doing various cute and or close to cute things.
So then it is a bingo, because it does make you stop, and no matter who you are, it does make you kind of stop, and that's why there's so many hits on the animals doing things like, you know, slurping ice cream, playing pianos, and all that kind of stuff.
It's like it's the most accessible voyeurism, because it's the more regular behaviors that all animals have, and we get to look at them in our little glass human house here. It's so pretty out there. But
I'm gonna say bingo to that too, because I agree with you. I think that's what it is. It's like, oh, it's cute, you know, and a kid can look at it and relate to it. Or
I mean, especially,
you know,
the ones where it's the zoo pics, where there was a really cute, like, helpless child standing right in front of this humongous cat beast, whapping at the glass behind it for 30 seconds, and mom laughing, holding the camera.
Oh.
But they watch it. I mean,
Yeah, they watch it. I don't know. When I was a kid, if that happened to me, boy, I think I would have jumped back. I'm just saying, it probably would have scared me.
Well, in the videos, there's so many angles. You can find it where the kid doesn't even pay attention to it happening.
Yeah, it's wild. All right, how about this? A popular sleep aid, they say, is taking CVS by storm. And what they're talking about is it's a natural sleep thing. And what we're talking about is, of course, I think the problem that people have, a tough time getting a good night's sleep, especially people like you and I, where we work different hours. You know, maybe we used to sleep like babies a long, long time ago, probably even before you and I were born. But it's a different culture that we live in now with things moving so fast. So there's this thing called Somnopur, and they say that it's a non-pharmaceutical sleep deal, and it is just it's blown off the shelves. Everybody's like the number one natural aid in trying to get some sleep, and they say in a matter of 6 months, they say that it's got, what does it have? It's got, I've never had it. It has lemons. It's got lemons and natural ingredients like lemon and I don't know what else. It's just supposedly makes you stay in those cycles that you gently kind of drift off to sleep and you're not so agitated. And and people are swearing by it, that it's, you're not foggy, it's not habit forming, blah, blah, blah. And I suppose you can get it. I mean, obviously you could probably get it at any drugstore, but you don't feel exhausted when you wake up and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Natural melatonin, lemon balm. It's got chamomile in it, valerian extract.
Those sound like the things that people that already take things like melatonin would also add to their diet anyway.
Yeah.
So if people can package it in one little pill that other people are swearing by because that's the only thing they have to buy or think about, then go for it. Show capitalism. It works, guys, with a good night rest.
Yeah, in one place. If you can't do it on your own by taking the other things like you say, then sure, bingo. Like you said, capitalism at work. There you go. Hey, I wanted to throw one more at you. How about these two girls in Overton, Texas? They were told to close a lemonade stand because they didn't have a permit. They said you have to go and buy a permit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
8 years old.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were just scaring away all of the business. Dangerous little girls.
Yeah, $150 for that permit.
Well, how much money were they making?
They were making like $20. They were selling like kettle corn for $1 and lemonade for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yep, scalp them. Fruits and nuts and lemonade.
Yeah, fruits and nuts, baby. All right, Nathan Reeder, thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.